bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. What's up, SE? What's going on? Hey, you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. Or you can just download the Truth app at the App Store and Google Play Store. I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. What happened in the world today? Like what? So I don't know if you've heard, there's breaking news out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Police are reporting that there was an active shooter this morning. Two children were killed, 14 children and three adults were also hurt in the shooting. They have the suspect in custody. It occurred at a Catholic school, Annunciation, and we're keeping tabs on that story. Also, Fox News is reporting with the D.C. mayor, carjackings are down 87% since last year. So we don't know the time frame on that. Was it year to date? Was it majority of in the last month or whatever? But either way, those things are gone. So we'll keep a ear and an eye out on what's going on. I think it's unfortunate. I think it's unfortunate. Everybody's complaining about what to do and what not to do, but not one of those people have told me anything that can be done to change the crime in any city. So I always find it interesting. You know, we complain. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want this because you don't like the person doing it. But it's completely irrelevant because what it comes down to is nobody has a plan. Nobody, absolutely nobody has a plan. You ask, well, we're going to get a task force together and get our community partners. It's a waste of time. Why? Because it hasn't worked at all up to this point. It hasn't. And so people need to understand the people that are going along with all the things that are changing, they're not all Republicans. They're Democrats. All these companies that ran all this stuff, these aren't Republican companies. These are Democratic companies, liberal companies, companies that support things that they knew weren't going to last. And we need to come to grips with it and figure out a way to circumvent it. This coming together and upset and mad and screaming and hollering and venting won't change anything. Your grandparents and your great-grandparents would be ashamed of you. If your grandparents are alive, they should be ashamed of you. It is idiotic to complain about something that you can't change and then at least fight against changing it. You don't even do that. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And then when things go wrong, when you get jacked by the people that are supposed to be on your side, they tell you it's somebody else's fault and you like a dummy believe them. So that makes you complicit to jacking your own black community. And you still have nothing to show for it. How could you possibly? And here's the question. Are black people in Milwaukee the majority? Does anybody know definitively? Are black people? What's the number? Because if we are, we're doing a really poor job of getting what we need. I've never been in a majority that gave other people what they need before we get it. Like, it's just weird. I just don't understand it. For the life of me, I don't understand it. And then we went after all these places. Well, you know, we gotta be careful because, you know, it's no, we know what. Bottom line, times have changed. Ask Target. Ask all these other companies that got rid of their ERGs. Oh, but we have employee. Now, watch this. They had employee resource groups before diversity, equity, and inclusion. Before that, years. They were created for women, for blacks, Hispanics, Asians, jobs, C-suite. Wherever you worked, directors, managers, supervisors had their own employee resource group, helped each other, went through all that stuff. Trump came in and said he was going to get rid of diversity, and an ERG has absolutely nothing to do with diversity. All these companies started dropping them. Boop, gone. That was their excuse to go majority white male. And you can't blame them because it's majority white male. If it was majority black male, it would be majority black male. But understand, the difference is what they told you, they lied to you. What they said they were going to do, they lied to you. Even when Kamala Harris ran for president. Oh, just trust us. Just give us the money. And gave over $1 billion and got nothing for it. Zero. And when you ask about it, they point to Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't got nothing to do with the $1 billion that got spent to put Kamala Harris in office and she didn't win. I think that's the most money spent on a presidential campaign in the history of the United States of America. And we got zip, zilch, zero, nada, nothing. I don't even know how to say it in another language. One of them was another language, I'm sure. Think about that. Nothing to show for it. And so you say there's solidarity, but nobody can agree on the solidarity. Nobody can agree on those things. And we talked about it the other day. Issues in the black community come down to family. When the nuclear family got nuked, everything went downhill from there. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. The timetable shows it. And it's bizarre that you have people arguing against that who came from a nuclear family with a mother and a father complaining that that is European tradition and we should get rid of it. And the only reason they're successful is because they came from a two-parent household. Makes no sense. And then you argue everything counter to what made you successful, and then you wonder why it doesn't work. Well, ask some of these, ask Target, how's it working out? Ask Cracker Barrel, How's it working out? I never did like Cracker Barrel. I never went to Cracker Barrel. I don't know. Eh. Is it time to drop the word diversity? Because that seems to be the trigger that triggers the Trump administration and everybody in it with his minions to start going after people and going after schools and going after everything. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know if you noticed, but you should look outside. You know what? Diversity is dead.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I can't even begin to start. I realize I'm not the only man that ever made love to you. But I'm the only man that knows how to keep you. Okay, baby. Your body's mine, I believe you.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when you want long-lasting comfort and reliability, it's easy to trust Pella. Every piece is specifically constructed for you and your home. Always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance to last for years, and built to create long-term energy savings. And if you order by August 31st, let me see, today is the 27th, you got 28, 29, 30, 31, 4 days, you get 0% interest up to 5 years. Remember, 4 days, 0% interest up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. is the number. So, yeah, I didn't hear. So I haven't heard regarding Minnesota, what happened to the shooter? Did the shooter kill himself or did he? And so the YouTube chat is saying that he did, and we'll confirm that. But Laron, my issue is people get the education and become the hiring authority, but they don't do it. But when you have a POTUS, okay, what does POTUS have to do with that? y'all. What is... We talking about the neighborhood. That ain't got nothing to do with the neighborhood. He said, but when you have a POTUS who says he's going to punish companies, universities that support diversity, you change the name. You just quietly do it. That's what we did for years. This diversity nonsense only started after COVID, when we start demanding things and people got scared. And then liberals jumped on the bandwagon, and then all of a sudden everybody started changing everything, but they forgot to tell you, oh, I'm changing it, but I'm not in charge of anything. And when the bosses came back, and when they got somebody in office that they agreed with, they used that as the leverage to change everything. There was no pushback at all. All right, this is Harvard. We're gonna push a little bit and then fall in. Okay, this is Columbia. In New York, we're going to push a little bit and then we're going to fall in. Okay, we're going to push a little bit, then we're going to fall in. Now, we can't do it with an HBCU because an HBCU is what? It's all black. But what about Hispanic serving institutions? Poof, gone. Hey, that designation you have? Yeah, gone. And you should have known better. You know why? Because I told you. No, this ain't going to last. You don't know what you're talking about? I literally sat on a Zoom meeting where people that I know that were 10, 15 years younger than me said, it's a new time. Those days are over and you should move on. Like basically you're too old. You need to move on. And what they don't have is the history and the experience that shows things that happen like this and the technical parts of it is not going to last. And somebody asked me why. And I said it because you don't answer to anybody. Oh, we have an office of diversity. You're right. Is that person a vice president? No, then they're not going to do anything. Nobody is going to listen to that person. And when they have the first chance, they're going to blow you out the door. And that's exactly what they did. All the president of the United States did is what the people that asked him, that voted for him, asked him to do. He went around. What do you want? I want this, 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 and this. He said, okay. And then what did he do? He did it. And then everybody got mad. Can't get mad because that's what he said he was going to do. This is how we operate. Biden didn't do anything that he said he was going to do to the black community in 4 years. Nothing. And no, we're not talking about Trump right now. We're talking about Biden. Nothing. You felt good. Obama did something. Clinton did something. What did Biden do? Nothing. And instead of arguing what he didn't do, you argue about Trump. That is how they take your eye off the ball. Every time something happens in the black community, they point somewhere else, and you forget that your community doesn't have any money, doesn't have any support, doesn't have any leadership. You got all these buildings being built downtown, and you're not building anything in the neighborhood. Oh, wait, that's right. They want to build a juvenile center for lockup. They'll build that on the north side. You should have told Northwestern Mutual. You should have told all these companies. Oh, you want to move into town? Yes. You need a satellite office somewhere on the northwest side. You need a satellite office on North 27th Street. If you got to hire us as, no, I'm not going to say that. If we have people here who are educated and can do those jobs. Instead, you get tax credits for X amount of years for $20 million and you get a new sidewalk, new sewer system, new drainage. We get nothing. Yeah, but they'll be paying taxes in 20 years. It won't matter and it won't impact anybody alive today because they'll be too old to care. And we continue to do it over and over and over and over and expect something new. That's insanity. Trump has absolutely nothing to do with the city of Milwaukee and the way it's run. Has nothing to do with the fact that there's nothing being done in this city to make it better in the communities that need it. And the only way that's going to happen, I hate to say it, is to become insular. Deal with each other, buy from each other. Let people feel the impact of your money. I guarantee you they will listen. But we got too many politicians that are bought and paid for. And they don't care. They don't have a plan. They just tell you something that sounds good. Or one or two people get to win. And then nobody else gets it. Well, it helped me. Yeah, but you got the contract. You had the contract before the RFP went out. They just did that because it was the law. And we say nothing about it. Nothing. I don't understand. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. What are ERGs? Employee resource groups. So when you're an employee, Dimitri, you go in, and if you have a group, maybe once a month or once a quarter, you meet. Or you may have a retreat to talk about some of the issues that are particular to women or Hispanics or black or Asian or whatever. Black males, whatever your employee resource group, what can we do to the company to make working here easier and more palatable for us so that we can then work better, make the company money, get paid more, get promoted, all those things. That is what an employee resource group does. LaRon said they don't want to know, tell people, they don't want people to know how bad slavery was. You support that. That's a dumb question. You're not dumb. That's a dumb question. I've asked many dumb questions before. That's how I recognize it when I see it. Do you actually know how bad slavery was? No, they don't want people to know how bad slavery was because they don't want people to know that they're starting to do the same thing now that they did then. Part of the problem is that if you're under 50, you are clueless, maybe under 45, about all the things that led up to how bad it was in the 50s and the 60s. You are clueless. Because your parents aren't old enough to remember it because they didn't live through it. They were born in the 70s and the 80s. They're clueless. They have no clue how it looks, what they're doing in D.C. to see tanks rolling down the street. They have no clue about an actual race riot. They have no clue. None have hoses turned on them, dogs bite them, chase them, and you still go back out. Y'all don't even want to go to work. You want to live in your mama's basement, which I'm good because, you know, save money and build and all that. You don't want to go to work. You want to work 8 hours and go home. Overtime? I don't want to do that. That's too much work. It's too hard. So why would I trust you that when it really gets bad, you're going to believe what those fools tell you? No, that's not really what it is. It's actually this. No. This is how it starts. And then you'll look up and it'll be too late. When you start standing up and saying, oh, we need to change this because of gentrification or whatever, and it's gerrymandering. But when the Democrats do it, they don't even give you your own black section. They say as long as it's Democrat, it should be okay. But then they don't vote for you. So how can it be okay for you? Well, that's race. We're going by party. Right. That's what you hide behind. Hide behind party. Republicans do it too. Oh, we hide behind party. We want you in the party. We just don't want you to have a voice or say anything or do anything. And you got to check all the boxes we say you check. Then you get to play. Otherwise, and that's what the Democratic Party does too. So it's no different. Laurent said, we're talking about Trump right now because he's in office right now making these changes based on race. But you don't want to talk about that. I didn't say that. Can you show me he's doing it based on race? Not what you feel. Can you show me he's doing it based on race? Because I know a boatload of black people that financially, that are upper middle class and upper class, that are getting over like a fat rat. So you keep looking around you. And if the environment that you're in isn't doing well, then you think the world isn't doing well. That's not how life works. It's not. How life really works is in the aggregate. There's still more black people that are middle class than poor. And there's a good number of them that are upper middle class and upper class. They don't show it on TV. You might hear about it on the radio, but that's it. It's all you get. Trump has nothing to do with that. You know why? Because the majority of the laws in relation to money that Trump passed are not going to affect middle-class black people. Yeah, they'll complain about it. Oh, God, I can't believe it. I got to pay, oh, my God, 50 more cents for gas. Never complained about it. Oh, my God, I got to pay more for groceries. While they're in the store, buying them and still got money left over. When you let somebody else make your narrative, when you let somebody else say that, you know, if you need an ID to vote, it's racism. Black people are disenfranchised. What about the poor white people? Oh, you want to make all black people poor and stupid and disenfranchised because they can't go get ID, but y'all can. Like, listen, the dichotomy they create, it just boggles my mind, and we fall for it. Meanwhile, same people can't vote. Democrats come in and create gerrymandered districts that are still not majority black. So what are we doing? You still carve up the North Shore that if it includes Milwaukee, it's still majority white, North Shore. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And we don't complain about anything. We're happy it's Democrats. They don't hire us. They don't put us in office. And then the black people, sometime that they find the jankiest black people. And you go, dude, out of all the people you could have hired for something, you hired that person when you had 59 other people to hire from? There's greatness in the black community. There's greatness in the black race. Come on. We got to start demanding from the Democratic Party what we want. Demanding. Otherwise, we're going to continue to lose. And if you don't want the troops here, somebody better step up and tell these kids to stop or something. Because in a few, you won't have to bother. You know why? They'll be dead. And it'll be your fault. But this station, you included, spent month after month lying about everything Trump was going to do for the people. What did I say Trump was doing for the people? Who is this? Ms. Smith. What did I come out of my mouth ever say Trump was going to do for the people? Because that, ma'am, is a lie. Because I never said who I supported. And I never said who I was against. I criticized both. I know you have a problem with the truth because you're probably a Democrat and you only want to hear what you want to hear and you have confirmation bias. That's okay. But at least admit that. The problem is, watch this. As a Christian, I'm in the middle. Some stuff I support, some stuff I don't. I don't really care whether or not you care whether or not I was a Christian. But I respect yours, even if you don't have a religion. I get it. But because I didn't fall hook, line, and sinker and just support, no matter what, you trash people. I can take it. I'm tough. Dimitri says, so in a way, it would be part of diversity. You can't call it diversity. That's the trigger. Said it in the beginning. If you just reword it, if you call it equity or inclusion, that's one thing. But if you say diversity, you're going to get hammered. And the way they wrote all those scholarships, the way they wrote all those grants, they put diversity in it. And all he did is tracked it, saw the word diversity, wrote an order and canceled it. So you shot yourself in the foot. We want to check the narratives when people write in their narrative to get into school. There are other ways to get into school. Come on now. Higher ed. There are other ways to get in school. There are other ways schools can figure out who to let in and who not to let in if that's what they want to do. If we were smart enough to go to school, and I know we got a break, if we were smart enough to go to school during Jim Crow and during slavery, pretend like we were in church and teach people how to read and write while we were slaves, when it was illegal to, if we can figure that out, don't you think we can get through this? Don't you think we can kind of get through this? We figured out how to educate men, women, and children, had them run away at night in the dark, found their way north, got a job, raised a family, got married, had kids. They had kids. We could figure it out in 1900, 35 years after slavery, but we can't figure it out in 2025. I got to ask the question, who's stupid?
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. The Brewers win their second game against the Diamondbacks on Tuesday, winning a close 9-8 walk-off.
And Isaac, a fly ball deep right. This is going to be deep enough. Carroll back, makes the catch, tagging is Lockridge. Here's the throw. Lockridge scores standing up, and the Brewers have walked off the Diamondbacks.
The crew now sits at 83-50, 6.5 game lead in the NL Central. In Madison, the Badgers kick off Labor Day weekend with football and volleyball. Badger football is against Miami of Ohio on Thursday at 8 p.m., while Badger volleyball is against number 14 Kansas on Friday evening. The Packers' 53-man roster is now set after cuts were made on Tuesday, their first game against the Lions on September 7th. The sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams, member FDIC.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. X was in there hollering at me, telling me I was stupid and I didn't know what I was talking about and that I'm old. I'm just making it up as I go along. He hurt my feelings. I'm crying now. Can't you tell? 833-212-1017 is the number. We have to figure out. See, we come up with ideas and opinions based on what we hear, but nobody goes back and what? Well, where'd that come from and how'd that come to be? Like, where'd it come from? Like, have you noticed when stuff happens on TV, all of the talking pundits use the same words and the same, they pass that stuff out. Okay, we're going to use the word lawlessness. Yeah, let's lose that. And then everybody in the news uses lawless. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, DEFG, all that. Because they're controlling what you hear. They're controlling what you do. But when you go back and actually look at the data, look at the studies, look at that, you go, oh, wait a minute. That's not true. But by then, we've bought in hook, line, and sinker. Laren said that wasn't a question. He wants change in the Smithsonian. Hey, why don't you pay attention to the change that's happening in Milwaukee? What are we going to do about 7-year-olds getting abducted and 13-year-olds shooting 16-year-olds? I wish you had the energy to fix Milwaukee the way you worry about Trump. It amazes me. We care more about what Trump is doing, and he only got 3.5 more years and he's gone. If you want to worry about something, work on getting rid of J.D. Vance. But you won't do that because you think the Democratic Party is going to do it, and they've been blowing it for decades. So, I mean, you know. They're making, Laurent said they're making some these decisions based on what the program does, not what it's called. Not true. If they see diversity in it, they get rid of it. Some of those programs, watch this. They're politicians. Some of those programs that help people, some of them Republicans got to go back and talk to the black people that are in some of their districts and go, yeah, y'all got jacked, or as if. When something doesn't, why is it that we equate ourselves to the poor? Like, what is that? You're not helping the poor. You're not helping black people. Black people ain't the majority of poor. So what are we doing? The decisions based on programs. Now, granted, I don't know of a lot of people that have degrees in African-American studies that have gone outside and gotten jobs in the public or private sector. They usually stay in higher ed. There are some jobs in museums, some jobs in public service where it works. I think that Republicans are a little, you know, dumb when they talk about how these degrees are useless. Why is that? Because the majority of those quote unquote useless degrees black people don't have. Y'all got them. So I don't really understand that. Changing the Smithsonian, he's not going to change the Smithsonian. Here's why. Watch this. Let me show you before we go to break. What is it? The National Museum of History and Culture. The National Museum of African American History and Culture. So, what's their budget? Does anybody know what their budget is? The National Museum of African American History and Culture had an annual operating budget of $51 million, a final construction cost of $540 million. Museum's fundraising campaign raised $386,000, exceeding the goal of $270,000. Private donations such as Oprah Winfrey and Lilly Endowment and other places and Denzel Washington and on and on and on. As of fiscal year 2019, NMAAHC's annual budget is 51. Let's say right now, every year it goes 5%. 5, 10, 15, 20. So that's about 80. Let's say it's about $100 million. Right? How many black people are in America right now? Roughly 13 million, 14 million, something like that. How many black people? 48 million. Give me $2. $48 and $48 is $96. $2 per person in your family to the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and we don't have a problem. And if people in your family don't have money, pay it for them. If I'm married and got two kids and I got four cousins and they can't afford it, I'll add $4 for them. And then we're done. And you cover everybody in your family. You'll exceed $100 million a year. The museum will keep running. The federal government can cut whatever they want and we'll keep moving. But we don't think like that. We expect everything for free. And one of the reasons why majority cultures have what they have is because they pay for it. It's like education. You can get a scholarship and they can tell you what you're going to major in, or you can pay for it and you can tell them what you're going to major in. Depends on who's steering the ship. When I pay, it's me.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I got to drink some water. I'm like, dude, man. I must be dehydrated or something, or just working with X. Makes my lips curl. He's like, yep, that's what happened. 833-212-1017 is the number. They're making some of the miles say good afternoon. Chat fam, Dr. Ken, and rest of it. LaRon said, improper ideology. The order puts Vice President J.D. Vance in charge of reviewing Smithsonian programs to remove improper ideology, which Trump has called divisive and race-centered. Okay. And so then when we pay to get it back open, then what? Or just pay and buy it from the government? I mean, you know, we complain about so much stuff, but nobody ever comes up with a solution to say, here's what we'll do. We just want people to stop doing what they're doing, but we never really come up with a solution to fix it. If you don't want troops in Milwaukee, figure out a way to fix it. Start teaching kids in school the way we used to about the nuclear family. Teach them about taking care of themselves, making their bed. Like, these are, we have children who had children and they'd never learned how to be children and they were too young to be an adult, but yet they had a kid and now we're dealing with them. Because for some reason, you didn't want your kid to feel bad getting pregnant and not being married. Or getting pregnant and being a child. If you're an adult, you do what you want. You know, you got the support system in place and you do what you want. Whoever agrees or disagrees with it, that's their problem. But children? Nothing. No complaining. No. Makes no sense. We'd rather talk about improper ideology and J.D. Vance than deal with homicide in Milwaukee. We'd rather talk about Donald Trump than deal with carjackings. We've had young people in the past couple of weeks that have killed people, killed themselves, and hit people on motorcycles with cars and didn't have a driver's license. And nobody did a thing about it. Community didn't do anything. Nothing. Zip. But yet, we can perceive something to be wrong and almost burn down an entire neighborhood. That doesn't make any sense to me. Ms. Smith said, people have the capacity to multitask. They do not. We can talk about more than one person or issue. You can't. Multitasking makes you mediocre. If you're multitasking between two things, it makes you mediocre. If it's three things, you're failing. We've been multitasking for our community for decades. We've been all doing little things. All the nonprofits and all this and organizations have been doing a million different things. Nothing has changed. It's got worse. So explain that to me. Explain to me, Ms. Smith, that people have the capacity to multitask. That's a myth. It's a lie. No, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying what you're saying is a lie. And so LaRon, when he can't like argue something back, starts talking about CS and her new album. I mean, TS and her new album. See, I don't even care. Like, really? Like, come on. Come on. Because I said I didn't like her. I just don't like her music. I don't know her, so I can't really say I don't like her. If we had the capacity to multitask, this city would be vibrant, powerful, and black-led. It'd be Chocolate City North. And it's not. While I'm at it, let me look. Just trying to see if there's any updates. Making sure. Okay. There are no updates to Minnesota. Two children dead. 14 children and three adults shot. All non-life-threatening injuries. So everybody should be okay. That's in Minneapolis, Minnesota at Ascension. I'm sorry. What is it? Annunciation? Annunciation school. Catholic school. Shooting at a mass. It's unfortunate. Thomas said, looks like the Voting Rights Act is toast. It can't be. You're not going to get rid of the Voting Rights Act. Everybody know why? Everybody know why? Have you read the Voting Rights Act? Right. So people talk trash because other people tell them something that's going to be missing out of the Voting Rights Act, but yet they have no idea what they're talking about because they've never read the thing. Go back and read the Voting Rights Act and all the things that have been added in the Voting Rights Act. If you've seen America Riot, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, straight, gay, Republican, and Democrat will riot if you overturn the Voting Rights Act. Because guess who it includes? All those people. So, and you know who loses? Guess what? You know who loses? Women. Because the first thing they take away is women's suffrage. Poof, gone. Women can't vote. Black men can vote, but women can't vote. Like it, like think about what you're saying and the changes that would have to occur. That would mean that the Constitution would not matter for anybody, which means it's a free-for-all. That's not going to happen. People love their money too much. We're too capitalist. It'll never happen. And then somebody tried to say, well, you said that Roe versus Wade would never happen. Roe v. Wade would never happen. I never said that. Those words never came out of my mouth. Let me hurry up. Fon said, I'm 43. My parents are from Kosciuszko, Mississippi. My pops was born in the late 30s, my mom in the early 40s, so they know Jim Crow. My eldest brother's 66. Yep. Oh, a trans shooter killed him? Well, we got to go look up for Minnesota. We have to look and see exactly what happened. So we're gonna be digging into that in the 5 o'clock hour while we do the news. And we'll go from there. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Remember, you can download the Truth app at the App Store or the Google Play Store, and you can get us 24 hours a day, both live and for the rebroadcast. Top 5 at 5 up next.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.